The Yendi Municipal Chief Executive Issa Zakaria has advised the youth of Dagbo not to allow selfish politicians to use them to foment trouble. He said government and stakeholders are going through painful efforts to find lasting peace in Yendi and Dagbo. Mr. Zakaria, who made the call at the launch of a three-week youth voluntary camp tree planting exercise at Yendi, reminded the people that without peace, there could not be better education and development in the area. Here's a news desk report.
The Yendi Municipal Chief Executive Issa Zakaria advised the youth to take their studies seriously to enable them to acquire the skills and knowledge required for national development. Mr. Zakaria appealed to the people to consolidate the peace so far attained in Dagbo and work together to find a lasting solution to conflict, poverty, illiteracy and hunger. He commended the youth groups in the municipality for participating in the launch. Mr. Zakaria called on the people to support the government, saying it would create an enabling atmosphere for development. He said, government is implementing the local economic development program to help the youth. Northern Region Youth Coordinator Ziblim Abubakar Chaibu said, members of youth groups including Youth Empowerment for Life of Yendi Satellite Center, Final Choice Youth, New Jersey Youth and Parliament Youth have been mobilized by the National Youth Authority to undertake tree planting in the Yendi municipality. Mr. Chaibu said 4,500 seedlings of teak, acacia and mango are being planted around the Yendi Government Hospital, Malzeri and Sambu. Mr. Shaibu said at the end of the exercise, more than 13,143 seedlings would be planted in part of the northern region this year. He asked the youth groups to use the exercise to preach peace and expressed regret that some people could not invest in the Dagbo area due to lack of peace. A staff of Yendi Forestry Service Division, Issa Abubakar, who led the youth through the tree planting, advised them to fence around the seedlings to prevent stray animals from destroying them.
A news desk report.